Welcome back. In this lesson, we're building a balanced jungle edit for Timeless Roller Momentum in Ableton Live 12, and the big idea is simple. The vocal has to move like part of the drum pattern, not sit on top of it. That's the difference between a vocal that sounds pasted in and a vocal that feels like it was born inside the groove. In jungle and rollers, momentum is everything. If the edit bounces, leaves space, and keeps the sub and snare clear, it feels classic and current at the same time. So think less about vocal loudness and more about rhythmic weight. A vocal can feel massive even when it's tucked back, as long as the consonants land with purpose. That's the whole game here. First, choose a vocal with character and pulse. You want something with strong consonants, a spoken phrase, a chant, or a hook with attitude. For this kind of edit, sharp edges matter. T, K, S sounds cut through breaks beautifully, and they give you something rhythmic to work with. Drop the vocal into Ableton and warp it carefully. If it's a full phrase, use Complex Pro. If it's more transient and chopped, beats can work too. Keep the formants neutral or just slightly down if you want a darker, more haunted tone. And don't let the clip slam too hard into the chain. Trim the gain so you're starting from a controlled level. Now build a clean processing chain before you even start chopping. On the vocal track, go in with EQ 8 first. High pass around 120 to 180 HC so you get rid of low junk that doesn't belong there. If the vocal is muddy, make a gentle cut around 250 to 500 HC. If it's harsh, look for a narrow dip somewhere around 2.5 to 4.5 KHC. After that, add a compressor for light control, not heavy squashing. You want enough compression to keep the phrase stable, but not so much that it loses its punch. Then add saturator with soft clip on and just a little drive. That gives the vocal some density and helps it hold its place in a busy DNB mix. Finish with auto filter and utility, so you've got movement and width control ready for later. Now comes the fun part. Slice the vocal up. Don't think in full phrases only. Think in phrase fragments, word hits, syllable chops, and tail pieces. The best jungle edits often live in the tiny moments between words. Cut on consonants, breaths, and little transient details. That's where the bounce is hiding. Build a few versions as you go. Keep one dry, tight anchor version that stays easy to read. Then make a delayed version for throws, and a more filtered or textured version for atmosphere. That anchor is important. When the effects start piling up, you still need one version that tells the listener what the hook is. Now arrange the vocal so it talks to the drums and bass. Don't just place it on every downbeat. Try a loop where the vocal hits on beat 1. A ghost snare or break fill answers on beat 2 or 2 and 4. The bass says something on beat 3, and the vocal tail lands on beat 4. That call and response feel is pure roller energy. And here's a key point. Carve space with arrangement before you reach for more processing. If a phrase clashes with the snare, sometimes the cleanest fix is moving it a few milliseconds or shortening it slightly. You do not always need another plugin. Sometimes the groove just needs a smarter edit. For the bass, keep it tight and repetitive. A solid sub from operator underneath, with a movement layer from wavitable, operator or analog, is enough. The vocal should answer the bass, not fight it. If the bass moves up, maybe the vocal drops down. If the bass gets dark and heavy, maybe the vocal rises or gets brighter. That contrast is what makes the section feel alive. At this stage, build an audio effect rack on the vocal and make three chains. One dry front of mix chain, one delay throw chain, and one lo-fi or filtered texture chain. That gives you quick variation without building a mess. On the delay chain, echo is your friend. Try an eighth note or dotted eighth with moderate feedback and filtering so the repeats stay out of the low end. For a more spacious moment, hybrid reverb can work, but keep it short. You want a room or plate feel, not a huge wash that blurs the break. If you need grit, Redux can add sand without destroying the whole vocal. Map your macros so you can perform the arrangement. One macro for dry-to-wet balance, one for filter cutoff, one for saturation drive, one for reverb size, one for width, and one for echo feedback. That way, even if you're looping the same vocal material, the section still evolves like a performance. Now lean into groove. Jungle edits get their swing from tiny timing imperfections. Don't quantize every slice so hard that it sounds robotic unless that's the specific vibe. Push some chops a little early for urgency, leave some tail fragments a touch light for drag, and let certain repeats breathe just off the grid. Those micro movements are what make the vocal feel like it's dancing with the break. If you're triggering slices with simpler or a MIDI setup, even better. You can perform the phrasing like a drummer and add just enough swing to feel human. That's often the quickest path to a natural roller feel. Then check the balance against the low end. This is where the edit becomes pro. Mono the vocals important mid-range area if needed, keep the low end out with EQ, and make sure the kick and sub remain dominant, below about 120 Hz. The vocal should sit above the texture, not above the snare. If the snare starts losing crack, reduce some 2 to 4 kHz or move the vocal off the backbeat. If the bass starts feeling crowded, thin out the 200 to 400 Hz zone and make the vocal a little more percussive. Now turn the loop into a proper 16 bar arc. This is where the timeless part comes in. Don't just add more and more stuff every bar. Instead, let the section evolve in stages. Start with bars 1 to 4 as a filtered, stripped back intro phrase. Keep it intimate and dry. Then in bars 5 to 8, bring in chopped responses and a little more saturation. In bars 9 to 12, open the filter up and use a stronger delay throw on the last word or syllable. By bars 13 to 16, make the edit denser, maybe stack an octave layer or a ghost phrase, then pull it back so the next section can hit clean. Automation is huge here. Move the auto filter cutoff upward as the section builds. Raise echo feedback briefly on the last word of a phrase. Narrow the width for tension, then open it when a phrase peaks. Add a little more saturation in the second half. And keep reverb selective. You want it on the special words, not smeared across everything. If you want that extra advanced edge, resample your best one or two bars. Print the strongest vocal moments to a new audio track, then chop that again. This creates glue. Suddenly the edit feels like one cohesive performance instead of a bunch of separate clips. You can lightly process that resampled layer with saturator, redux, and EQ8, and tuck it under the main vocal for extra weight. For darker or heavier DNB, there are a few killer moves. Slightly lower the formance for a more haunted feel. Add a whisper layer underneath, low passed and heavily tucked in. Turn consonants into percussion by slicing the TS, KS, and SS into separate hits. Or try a narrow band pass sweep on a transition word to create pressure before the drop. Another good move is contrast. If the core phrase is centered, make the throw wide. If the main vocal is bright, make the delay dark. If the original take is clean, let the resampled layer be gritty. Contrast keeps the mix exciting and stops everything from turning into one big blur. And don't be afraid of repetition. In Jungle and Rollers, repeating a great microphrase twice can hit harder than introducing a brand new idea every bar. Let the groove hypnotize people. The point is momentum, not constant novelty. As a final pass, ask yourself a few questions. Can I still follow the hook at low volume? Does the vocal feel embedded in the break? Is the kick and sub still solid when the vocal gets busy? Does the last bar create a reason to keep listening? If the answer is yes, you've got it. For homework, try building a four-bar loop first. Find one vocal phrase with strong consonants, warp it, cut it into at least six slices, and make three versions: dry, delayed, and filtered. Add EQ8, saturator, and echo. Then arrange the slices so they answer the drums instead of landing on every beat. Automate filter cutoff and delay feedback on the last word, and listen back on headphones at low volume. That's the formula: tight phrases, smart spacing, controlled processing, and a vocal that behaves like part of the rhythm section. When it bounces, breathes, and leaves room for the break and bass, you get that timeless roller momentum. That's the magic.